Have you ever heard the term, you can't have your cake and eat it too? We always want to have it both ways, don't we? We want to eat whatever we want and not gain any weight. We want to have the most expensive clothes and the latest tech gadgets, but we don't want it to hurt our bank accounts. We want to get away with neglecting our responsibilities at work, and we still want to get that promotion or that raise. We want to have the best of both worlds with the consequences of neither. But one thing that life teaches us is that more often than not, we can't have it both ways. With God, that truth is even more stark, and the results are even more devastating. In James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." As the cultural temperature in America becomes more and more friendly with sin and reject more and more the values of God, we as believers must choose a side. We have to decide who we will align our hearts with, because even if we wanted to, we can't have our cake and eat it too. We can't have it both ways. James tells us that we're either friends with the world and an enemy of God, or we are opposed to the philosophy of the world and are dedicated to the way of our Creator. Where do you land? Do you find yourself more and more accepting the cultural values and philosophies that are contrary to the Holy Scriptures? You can't have it both ways, because James warns us that friendship with the world is hatred toward God.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
I love the book of James because he never minces words. He is very blatant and very straightforward. Sometimes his words are hard to hear, but at times they are exactly what we need to hear. He tells us that friendship with the world is hatred toward God, that when we become friends with the world, we also become enemies of God. We can't have it both ways. We can't condone and agree with the moralistic and spiritual decay of our society while at the same time truthfully aligning ourselves with God. So I encourage you to heed the warning from James. With God, sin is sin. There is no gray area. If we begin to agree with the sin that our world says is good, then we automatically become enemies of God.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.